13 articles will be on the warrant for tonight's special town meeting in Duxbury. And joining us this morning with a preview of that meeting is town manager Rainey Reed. Mr. Reed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So which of these articles do you expect to generate the most debate and discussion?
Our biggies tonight, out of the 13, we've probably got three that are going to draw the most attention. The first being, not necessarily in this order, being the idea of increasing the CPA surcharge from 1% to 3%. The Community Preservation Committee a few years ago saw the reduction of our 3% surcharge from 3% to 1%, and now they're considering asking the voters to bring it back to the higher percentage. It'll be discussed this evening, and then if it moves forward and the article passes, then the ballot would be prepared for March, our March town meeting, and that's when the voters would go to the ballot box to actually decide its fate. Another issue that'll be of interest to people will be the purchase of the land purchase. Earl Ricker, a local cranberry grower here in town, has offered to sell his bog, 30-something acres, to the town, which is near an aquifer wellhead area. So it's a great purchase. It's a good way to preserve the land, again, using CPA money. And I think that'll draw some interest. And also, we have an acceptance of a town road here that we had tried to do last spring, but we missed a deadline by 2 days, and that'll be the acceptance of McLean's Way. So there's some interesting things. We've got some union contracts that need approval. We have some supplemental appropriations that are happening in mid-year to do improvements to the schools. So I think there's, like I tell people, every year there's something for everyone at town meeting, and we hope that people will join us. And it'll start at 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center at the Duxbury High School.
Any COVID protocols in place?
No, we haven't had an uptick in our numbers. They've kind of remained flat. So if people would like to wear masks, of course, they are certainly welcome to do so. If they'd like to practice social distancing, they're certainly welcome to do so there, too.
Do you expect town meeting will wrap in one night?
By saying yes, now I've guaranteed it two nights. But, yes, I do suspect that with the lower number of articles, most of which are non-controversial, I think that we should be able to get it done in one night.
All righty. Well, Duxbury special town meeting takes place at 7 o'clock, and that will be at the Duxbury Performing Arts Center. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Have a wonderful day.